We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Christian Garrick here till 8 o'clock tonight. Jeff Hawkins, a.k.a. Hawk, is joining the show, main counselor here at the Manning Passing Academy, and, of course, Saints legend Archie Manning. Thanks for the time, fellas. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having us. Glad to be here.
25 years, Arch.
Yeah.
Man, is that fast.
I'm telling you. It's just I can remember having the idea. It was really Peyton's idea. He was in college. He was at Tennessee, and he'd been to the Bowden Passing Academy. He said, we need to help the quarterbacks and receivers in New Orleans and in South Louisiana. Nobody's throwing the ball. Nobody's throwing it any good. So – he had a good time at that camp. And then he was getting recruited, Mike, by Florida State. And we went down for an unofficial visit. And we were in visiting with Coach Bowden. And he told me, he says, I love that camp. He said, it guarantees me 4 days with my boys. And so I guess I became a little selfish at that point. And the boys were growing up, and I knew we were going to be gone. I said, sounds like a good idea to me. So we started it and had that first year at Tulane, outgrew that and went to – good folks over in Hammond, Louisiana, 9 years, southeastern Louisiana, and we outgrew all the space they had there as the camp grew and started getting camp. I thought it'd always be a regional thing, but we started getting campers from all around the country. And so the Saints, if you remember, Mike, had just left Thibodeau.
Right, sure did.
At training camp, and they wanted us to come visit. And I got here, and we trained in Thibodeau, as you also remember, 1975.
With the biggest mosquitoes in the world, brother. Yeah. Man, summertime, and it rained every day.
We were bussing into New Orleans and practicing at Tulane, Christian. And we'd get a rest. You know, we'd get a little rest after, and we'd go in a dorm that just had mattresses. Just had mattresses on them. I'm not going to tell you what some of the players caught. That was our year in Thibodeau. But anyway, we came down here to look it over, and I said, it's great. I know how nice the people are down here and everything, but you really don't have any more that much more field space than Hammond. He said, oh, yes, we do. We got this 10-acre field right over here behind us. So that kind of did it. I said, hey, we can put our whole camp on that field right here. So we came. We were excited because at the time we were looking at Disney World was kind of courting us a little bit. And the boys didn't want to – and I didn't either. We didn't want to leave Louisiana. So we we came to Nichols. It couldn't have been nicer. Thibodeau. Now, what they didn't tell us at the time is that 10-acre field doesn't drain very good.
And fortunately, Robbie Chabert came through.
He sure did.
Robbie came through.
And Bobby Jindal.
Robbie Jindal also, yes.
But I went to see him. We did a little economic impact on what our camp was doing for the Thibodeau home area with the restaurant, good, great restaurants and the hotel, motels. And it was a good number. I took that to Governor Jindal, and I said, we don't want to go to Disney, but we might have to. He said, no, we're going to fix those fields. And he did. He fixed those fields, and it's been a lot of rain, as everyone knows, and all through South Louisiana through June, and we had a great practice this morning. We didn't get our practice in this afternoon, but it was because of lightning, not because of the rain. No.
This man to your right, Jeff Hawkins, what has he meant?
He's a superstar. He's a superstar. He's an absolute superstar. We started the camp. I think one thing that's given us credibility during the years is Cooper was graduating from Ole Miss when we started. Peyton was a junior at Tennessee. Eli was a sophomore in high school. Eli was a camper the first 3 years. That's all he was. But between the three of them and myself, we've never missed 1 minute of the camp. I think that gives us some credibility. It's certainly when Peyton and Eli started doing well in college and in pro ball, that helped as far as kids coming throughout the country and recognizing coming from Canada. And we had campers 1 year from France. And
wow.
Guam. I didn't know
they played Denmark, yeah. Guam. Japan, but and Sweden.
Yeah. Wow. Well, it's funny how they did. But the two people that started with us at Tulane, Buddy Tevens, the head coach, Hawk was on his staff. And the fact that they've been with us the entire 25 years, as their careers have evolved to other places, other things. And Hawk still runs this camp from Eugene, Oregon, 3,000 miles away. Buddy's at Dartmouth, and unbelievable what he does to organize this whole thing with a staff of 120 coaches. And so they're absolutely stars. I get a question every now and then, said, well, who's going to fill in if something happens 1 year to Hawk or Buddy? I said, no, nobody fills in. I said, this camp's over. Something happens.
Job security.
Either one of them, this camp is history.
You heard what he said. Job security.
Job security.
You know, I was talking to Patrick Ramsey, and he came year one.
He did.
And he said, Mike, you know what I ran in high school? The wing tee. Mm-hmm. So he said, man, you know, coming here to, you know, the mechanics of throwing the football, and he had a rifle.
Oh, yeah, great. I remember Patrick. The two high school quarterbacks I remember that first year at Tulane was Patrick Ramsey and Major Applewhite. And Major was at Catholic High. Major had been to 50 camps.
I was going to say, he went to every camp possible.
He'd been to every camp there was. But Patrick, I remember coming, and Buddy Tevens saw him, and I think Patrick was going to Louisiana Tech. And he switched over. He was a quarterback at Ruston High. And, Mike, if I'm not mistaken, they went 0-10.
Yes.
Yeah, I think they went 0-10. But Patrick,
they won one game in 2 years.
Okay. So, and then we talk about, you know, we got 45 starting college quarterbacks, 44 starting quarterback, 43 quarterbacks here this year. But that first year, you know how many college players we had on our staff? We had four.
Wow.
We had four. We had Peyton. We had Jake DeLong. We had his battery mate, Brandon Stokely, from Southwest Louisiana, they called it that day. And we had Bo Meeks, who was at Northeastern. Bo's with us for the 25th year. He's a high school coach at Airline High School now. So those were our four college players the first year.
It's changed. I was telling this to Christian. I did the numbers last year. 22 to 32 starting quarterbacks have either come here as a camper or been a college counselor.
College counselor.
But you were telling me the story about Russell Wilson. You can tell everybody.
That was a great story. The one thing we didn't do, we started the camp, we said we're not going to track the campers. Now, and we weren't having college players, many, at that time. Because I won't say who, but there were two coaches in college football when the start of the camp said, well, this is going to be nothing but a recruiting tool for Tennessee and Ole Miss. Well, baloney, we weren't thinking about recruiting. We were thinking about helping high school football players enhance their experience, which they all deserve. So we said, we won't track these campers. I don't want anything to do with recruiting. Nothing to do with recruiting. So, all right, where was I?
Russell Wilson.
Oh, yeah. So fast forward, Super Bowl. Peyton's out in Denver, going to the Super Bowl, going to play the Seattle Seahawks. They interviewed Russell Wilson about going against Peyton. He said, I met Peyton. I was a camper at the Manning Passing Academy. A camper.
Yeah.
And somebody called me and said, I said, oh, yeah, we had Russell as a camper. I didn't know we had Russell.
A picture not approved.
And Greg Blackwell, our media guy, he's a star also. He sent me a picture, and it's got 10 kids on a knee. And they're looking up at Peyton, who's talking to him, addressing him. And he said, don't you think that's Russell Wilson? I said, I know that's Russell Wilson. He wasn't 15 years old, but that's him. And I can remember my friend Oliver Luck brought Andrew Luck to the Manning Pass Academy as an eighth grader. So now it's kind of fun now when we get these 40, 45 college counselors, and I'll call them. And I call them all and invite them to come. And about every fifth one says, oh, Mr. Manning, I was a camper. He said,
wow,
I was a kid. And they remember their counselor.
Significant reach.
I had it this year. The guy said, Matt Barkley. Matt Barkley was my counselor. So that makes me feel good that they remember their counselor.
Jeff, do you have a particular moment over the 25 years that, you know, just a great moment that you can recall?
You know, going back to what you talked about, Russell Wilson, I actually got the first call. Well, Archie got the first call, and then it came to me. And I'm going, how would we know? Because we didn't know. We don't know who kids are. We don't do recruiting. And so I reached out to Blackwell, and we were talking about it, and lo and behold, he found a picture. But like Coach was saying, we don't get involved in recruiting. We didn't know who kids are when they show up. We find out after the fact, you know, but it's all about skill development. It has nothing to do with recruiting. You know, it's all about – most camps you go to nowadays in colleges, it's all about recruiting. How fast do you run? How high do you jump? We don't do any of that stuff. It's all skill development, and that hasn't changed over the years.
That's that, and our mission is to enhance the high school experience. We have a feeling that any young person, young man who decides to play high school football – he deserves to have a good experience, and we want to enhance that by making sure he enjoys it, making sure he has fun playing. Now, if we can help him with his fundamentals, if we can help him with his ability, then he's going to enjoy it even more. But also we think we can help him with work habits. We think we can help these quarterbacks. We've got 1,200 kids, 900 of them are quarterbacks. Leadership's a big deal. Big deal. So we think we can help them with leadership, doing the right thing, living the right kind of life. So if we do that, we're having a good camp.
2019, Hawk's telling me about this kid from Oregon, mm-hmm. and Justin Herbert.
How about that? He said,
Mike, it won't be long when he hits the NFL. He's going to make an impact. And Hawk, a little bit about the story about the backdrop with Justin, the connection family-wise. And really, they live less than 5 miles from the Oregon campus?
If that. I mean, but Justin's roots, he wasn't heavily recruited. He was in our backyard. For us, he was concerned it was always going to be Oregon because his grandfather played there. You know, unfortunately, his grandfather didn't get to see him play in the NFL, but he saw all of his success while he was in college, you know. But great family, great person, 4.2 GPA. Who gets a 4.2 GPA? You know, but he won the Campbell Award, National Football Foundation. Just unbelievable kid. And, you know, everything you see is real, you know, what he is. And so he's a tremendous, tremendous kid.
When he was in the media session, somebody called him Mr. Hebert.
Yeah.
And he stared straight at me. And I said, dude, of all people, you know it ain't me. You know, he says, no, but you got to tell Mr. Hebert. I said, dude, I don't want to tell him y'all related. Because if you tell him, you're going to be here for another 3 hours. That's all I can tell you.
Well, my 10 years in New Orleans that I lived here, when I first went to Oregon and met him, I fell into that. And I started calling him Hebert, for God's sakes, you know.
Yeah.
And Justin Hebert, you know, it works.
He's a great great young man. I met him, fortunate enough to meet his family too, just out. So we've got his backup quarterback here this year,
yep.
Tyler Slow, who transferred
to Tech.
You know, I, the way the world is changing a little bit with quarterbacks, I have three quarterbacks here this year. When I invited them to come in February and they accepted, three of them have changed schools since then.
Wow. I remember you telling me the story about Garner Minshew.
Yeah.
Okay, he was at Alabama. And he was really thinking about being a coach.
Yeah, he was at Marshall.
Marshall.
He started out at Troy,
Troy.
I think. He's
yeah.
from Mississippi.
Right.
He's from Mississippi. Started out at Troy and went to Marshall. And he had another year. He had another year. And he decided he wants to be a coach. So he's going to go Jalen Hurt, who had been here three times. He'd gone to Oklahoma. He said, I'll go be the backup and be under Coach Saban and those great coaches and the blah, blah, blah. And all of a sudden Mike Leach decides, I need him out at Washington State. He's my kind of quarterback. He goes out there and sets unbelievable records out there.
And Oregon, we played him.
Yeah.
And
you wish he'd have stayed at Alabama.
Yeah, I really do. Yeah, he was a hell of a player. Yeah.
Archie, what do you think of the game show host of your sons?
They're having fun. I'm prejudiced. I guess if it was horrible, I'd probably tell you. I like it. I'd seen a couple beforehand. They enjoyed it. They said the kids were awesome. He said those kids are awesome and they're so smart. They were a little disappointed for the kid. They taped all those shows in a week out at 10 of them.
That's
out
a lot.
In L.A. And so the kids got to come to L.A., but they kept them in a hotel room the whole time. And the other thing, Cooper, you know, Cooper was going to be part of the show. A big part for Cooper was going to be with the audience. They were going to have the parents there in the audience, have a live audience, which Cooper is going to be messing with. You know, he's crazy. So he's going to be messing with the audience. And, of course, they couldn't have a live audience. But a lot of people like it. See, I'm old enough to remember the old original college quiz bowl.
Yeah.
Alan
mm-hmm.
London was the
And MC. Then locally, Mel Levitt had it.
Absolutely.
Mel Levitt had it.
It's great to see the kids. Oh, and some smart kids. And I think it's challenging. You know, the questions, some of them are hard, some of them are good, but then not every one of them, they do that fast part of it, that, you know, the bonus points and, mm-hmm. you know, there's things that – kind of get our brains going a little bit. I even answer one every now and then.
Cooper and I have already been talking about reenacting it here next year at the Manicay.
Oh, that's awesome. That would be fun.
That'd be cool.
I got to talk to Matt Corral this morning and his development as a quarterback. And my thing is, how it is to play for Lane. And he was like, Mike, at first, you know, I had to make the adjustment. But he said, you know, we've made the adjustment. I'll never have an Elijah Moore. That guy was special for Ole Miss last year. But he said, man, I think we're going to be a very explosive team at Ole Miss this year.
Yeah, I think they're. He played good. He's a good player. He's a good player now. He's kind of like I did a few times. He goes colorblind every now and then.
You got to cut it down on them interceptions.
When he threw six against Arkansas, I texted him. I said, you didn't beat me. I threw six in Knoxville one night.
Jeff Hawkins, main counselor here at the Manning Passing Academy, and Saints legend Archie Manning. Thank you both, gentlemen. We really appreciate
it.
Thanks
a lot, guys.
Thanks for coming down, guys. Thank you so much.
All right, this is Sports Talk here on WWLAMFM.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.